Very good morning to you. If you are just coming to your desk, it's just 10 minutes now till the Eurex Open for Tuesday's session. So a very quick recap of the late US performance yesterday and the overnight Asia-Pacific trade. We closed in the green on Wall Street after the positive close we also saw in Europe. So the Dow Jones closing up 0.15%. The S&P 500 up just shy of 0.4%. With some slight outperformance in the Nasdaq as Twitter continued to raise its scheduled IPO price. That's due to take place this Thursday. In overnight Asia-Pacific trade, slightly more mixed. However, the Nikkei 225 closed up 0.2% around 50 minutes ago. But the Hang Seng remains in the red, down around 0.5% as banking shares fall on the back of some new competition regulations expected to be introduced by the Chinese Communist Party. In terms of overnight news flow, in terms of data out of China, we saw the HSBC services PMI reiterating what we saw out of the official non-manufacturing PMI yesterday, so rising to 52.6 from 52.4. The Reserve Bank of Australia overnight held their monetary policy unchanged with rates at 2.5%. That was alongside expectations. However, the bank signalled concern over the Aussie currency, stating that the Aussie dollar is still uncomfortably high and a lower currency is likely needed to achieve balanced growth. As such, we have seen some downside in the Australian currency. Aussie dollar currently trades with losses of 32 pips at 94.76, having broken below 95 in the wake of the rate decision itself. Coming back to the US briefly, we saw some relatively dovish comments out of Powell and Rosengren of the FOMC. Powell said that US monetary policy is likely to remain highly accommodative for some time, and the timing of when the Fed will trim the pace of bond buying is necessarily uncertain. Rosengren added that the Fed can be patient on adjusting policy because taper in December against, for example, April is not too significant to the Fed's balance sheet. In terms of European and UK news flow, the Italian Finance Minister Saccomanni has warned of the risks of a strengthening euro to Europe's fragile recovery, urging the ECB to ease monetary policy to help the continent's small and medium-sized enterprises. This also comes ahead of Thursday's rate decision out of the ECB. Also worth noting today, ECB President Draghi is due to be speaking in Frankfurt at 1:30. Over in the UK think tank NISA, that's the National Institute of Economic and Social Research, have raised its UK growth forecast to 1.4% for 2013. That's in line with the CBI forecast we saw yesterday. NISA have said that the Bank of England's unemployment target is subject to considerable uncertainty, adding that the knockout related to financial stability risks will probably lead to a rate increase in the second half of 2015.